The UACPA supports certified professional accountants in Utah through ongoing professional education and leadership development for an ever-changing financial world. Find a CPA at uacpa.org.
If money affects your life in any way, Money Making Sense will talk about it. Be financially healthy, wealthy, and wise. Here's your host, Heather Kelly.
Welcome to Money Making Sense, the show that talks about all things money. Today, I'm live at Sundance, and I'm at the Sunrise Collective, which is situated at River Horse on Main in Park City. And I am speaking with the CEO of the Asian American Foundation, Norman Chen. So welcome to the show, Norman.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Heather. Pleasure to be here.
What I just recently found out is this Asian American Foundation was just formed within the last couple of years, and yet it's become a really big success in the community.
Well, we've been around for just a little bit under 2 years, formed by several prominent Asian American business people. And, you know, at the height of the anti-Asian American attacks around the country, they came together and said, we have to do something for our community. So they came together, pooled resources, and we formed TAF, which we affectionately call ourselves. And we work in a few key areas: anti-hate, education, narrative change, and unlocking resources.
Now, you had mentioned in your opening remarks that the foundation has already given back over $1 billion to the community. Where in the community is that money going, and where did it come from?
Yeah. So let me first clarify. As part of our launch, we went out and we talked to corporations and individuals and foundations and asked them, what are you doing for the Asian American community over the next 5 years? And organizations like United Airlines said, we're committing $100 million to support the AAPI community, all right? Asian American Pacific Islander community, AAPI. McKinsey said, we're supporting Asian American leaders with $100 million in terms of leadership training. So we talked to many organizations, about 70 altogether, and combined collected pledges of over $1.1 billion. So that's where the money came from. Corporations, individuals, foundations. We've tracked that, and of the money that's gone out, it's gone out to over 100 AAPI organizations and affiliated organizations. It's also gone out, over 83% goes directly to the organizations. TAF, our organization, receives around 17% of the total funds over 5 years.
So when you say it goes to the community, are we talking to build community places, to help people start their own businesses? Like, where exactly are these communities putting their dollars?
Yeah, all over the map, to be honest, right? One interesting, important statistic is Asian Americans make up 7% of the population, yet we receive only 0.5% of government funding and philanthropy dollars.
One of President Biden's administrators,
yes,
also here.
That's right.
How exactly is she and AAF trying to
work together?
Work together and get more than 0.5% of the money.
Yes. No, Erica is a dynamo within the government. She is a direct deputy assistant to the president's most senior representative for our community in the White House. And she works with the president and with the White House and all the federal departments to really advocate for AAPI issues. And so we work very closely with Erica and the White House on initiatives. We bring together convenings, talk about the issues, work on solutions, and are working together right now on an initiative to unlock, hopefully, millions of dollars of resources to the AAPI community.
Okay, well, I have to ask, those resources, if they're government, those come from taxes. So are we looking at raising our taxes, or are you pulling the tax money from elsewhere that's been funded to go to?
Again, the percentage is so low, Heather, at this point, less than 0.5% that goes to the AAPI community. So we're just seeking a higher representation, higher percentage of federal dollars. I don't think we're advocating for increasing taxes. Gosh, we don't want to do that. But we actually want to have more of our fair share. One of the challenges when people look at Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, they think, oh, you're the model minority, right? You are, the false image is that all Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders are successful, are wealthy.
When in all doctors and lawyers.
That's the perception. When in fact, Asian Americans as a race have the highest income disparity among all racial groups, And in New York City, one quarter of kids growing up in New York City who are Asian American, Pacific Islander, grew up in poverty. So people don't know these facts, and part of our job is to help increase awareness so that there is more support for AAPI causes.
And that's one reason why Daniel Day Kim opened up the remarks saying that when he was last here in person before the pandemic happened, he saw all these different clubs, so to speak.
That's right.
Where we had Latinx is represented, the Black filmmakers.
That's right.
But there was no Asian filmmakers involved. Why is it so important to see representation on the screen?
It's so important for so many ways. For the general American public, many of them get their impressions about Asian Americans from TV and movies. We did a study. We asked people, can you name a prominent Asian American? Over half of Americans cannot think of a prominent Asian American. Can't think of Kamala Harris, can't think of Yo-Yo Ma, can't think of Daniel Day Kim. So there's a lot of lack of visibility in the public, and so that's an issue. The names that they mentioned, number one was Jackie Chan, who's not American. Number two was Bruce Lee. These are very stereotypical images, as I'm sure you know, of martial artists, gangsters, etc. That's what is in the American mindset about Asian Americans. So we need to have more accurate, more positive representation for the public to understand our community, but also for even our community to look up to people in media, right? If you don't have role models, people you can aspire to, leaders, people in Hollywood, a government, a corporate, then you are not able to really envision yourself sometimes in those roles.
You talked about the stereotype for Asian Americans is that they're rich, they've got good jobs. And while I think it's a good thing that the show Rich Asian Americans hires Asians, but doesn't that just feed the stereotype?
So, Crazy Rich Asians. So, I mean, that was a milestone to have a very popular movie have it to come out at the time. You know, there are very few movies that are Asian American themed that are in that are successful. And so, the great thing about Crazy Rich Asians is that it elevated the Asian American stories. And of course, we want to have more stories, right, that show the diversity. So this year, for the Oscars, is a movie called Bad Axe, which talks about a Cambodian family that lives in Bad Axe, Michigan, and the struggles they go through running their family restaurant and facing anti-Asian hate. People need to see the Crazy Rich Asian stories, and they need to see the gritty, down-to-earth, you know, stories also, so people can see that we are not stereotypical, we're not one-dimensional, we are complex, multidimensional, like everyone is in America.
Yeah. One of my favorite movies, it came out a couple years ago, wow, the name is escaping me, Minari. Minari.
Beautiful film.
Beautiful. That, to me, shows the struggle.
Yes.
It didn't even point to your Asian in the movie.
Right.
But that wasn't even really brought up.
That's right.
But it just showed that whether you're Asian or not, you're going to struggle.
And especially for first generation, for immigrants, you know, many Asian American groups, including Korean Americans, but as was shown in that movie, but also, you know, Cambodians, Vietnamese, people from Pacific Islands, many of those, when they come to the country, struggle when they first arrive. And those stories are really, really important to share.
So now that you have already raised over $1 billion to go into the community, what's next? $2 billion? $10 billion? Like, what's
so the for the $1 billion, we worked with our partners and basically got them to publicize their pledges, and then we track that over time. So that's been really helpful to make sure that people are tracking their giving. In the future, we actually want to form portfolios. So we do a lot of education. So we'll create an education portfolio with leading Asian American Pacific Islander nonprofits in the education space. And then we will fund that. We'll develop a plan to work with them. And then we'll invite other organizations to co-fund with us. So hopefully we can multiply our dollars even more. Right? Every year we give out $10, $20 million in our own funding. But if we can multiply that, you know, 3x, 5x, then we can really have major impact. And there are organizations out there who want to give more to the Asian American Pacific Islander community. They just don't know who to work with. And by TAF being that national organization, to have the credibility and putting our own dollars to work, you know, put our money where our mouth is, we actually are able to multiply, which is really tremendous.
Norman, you look like you're a man in your mid-late 50s.
Yes, good call.
And you had said previously, before we started the interview, that you were in finance.
That's right.
what was it like being a person of Asian descent in the finance world
right.
that is just like super white, especially
right.
if you're talking Wall Street?
For sure. So it's really interesting. What you cited is that Asian Americans are very well represented at the junior mid levels in finance. But once you get to the senior levels, there's a real drop off in terms of representation. And certainly on boards, very few Fortune 1000 companies have Asian Americans on the board, less than 40%. So it is a challenge, and that's one area we're working on, is to promote the more Asian Americans to rise to senior levels. For myself, I actually was so passionate about my culture. I spent 20 years in Asia, living and working in Hong Kong. So all the bosses were Asian, right? All the companies were Asian. So I got to really see a place where Asian Americans or Asians were in the majority. For me, it was really transformation. So
was it a culture shock coming back after the 20 years?
Well, the funny thing is when you're Asian American, you feel very Asian when you're in the U.S. When you go overseas to Asia, you realize, gosh, I'm actually very American, right? So when you come back, you're fortunate because you get to delve in both cultures, right? And that's the richness of America, right? The different cultures that come together. So I feel very fortunate that I can enjoy Asia and get to know it really well and speak a language, speak Chinese, but also come back to the States, which is my home, right? And enjoy all the wonderful things here in the U.S. So that's what we want all Asian Americans to feel, is to be able to embrace and enjoy both cultures. And when you grow up as an Asian American, a lot of times, you don't see the benefits of being Asian because kids make fun of you, or you don't see representation, you don't see inspiring movies. And this is what we're hoping to change, right? By having world-class filmmakers and actors and directors to create, again, more exciting, positive stories. And we're seeing it, right? Everything Everywhere All at Once, Crazy Rich Asians, you know, so many new exciting projects coming out. 38 in the Garden with Jeremy Lin. So excited.
Thank you so much, Norman Chen. Again, you're the CEO of an Asian American Foundation.
Yes.
And we're here at the Sunrise Collective in Park City.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Heather.
Thanks for listening. You can email me with any questions or topics you want to hear about at hkelly@ksl.com. That's H-K-E-L-L-Y at ksl.com. And because this is Money Making Sense, you can subscribe for free on Spotify, Overcast, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast, and you'll never miss another episode.
Thanks for being a Money Making Sense listener. Follow your common sense on the social media. Money Making Sense on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.